Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is her daughter's great-grandmother looking after her, or is it just a ghost that acts and looks like her great-grandmother?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, and with that, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. You can do that a few ways. You can go through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I am.
You know, I was thinking about this, you know, because we are like, call in anytime, 855-853-4802. When was the last time, like, somebody under, I don't know, 25 actually made a phone call?
That's a great question.
There is a feature on your phone, and you dial in that number, and you can leave us a message. But it's so funny because I remember talking to your daughter, Kate, once. This was quite a few years ago, and she's like, because I said, well, I left you a message about something. She goes, Carol, I never listen to messages. And I'm like, but doesn't it bug you that it's like you have a voicemail and every time you look at your phone, there's just this voicemail? And she's like, no, not really. I don't care. Just text me if you need
me. I know. I learned a long time ago, just do not leave a message for my kids.
Yeah.
You know, text them. Tell them, call your mom or something like that. But that's about as, you know, they just don't do the voice stuff. But in this situation, it'd be nice if people did, because it's nice to have their voices telling a story.
Yeah, because so often you can hear the emotion in their voice. Mm-hmm. You can hear, it lends a lot of credibility to it, I think, when you actually hear their voices.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just funny because when they're really young, they don't answer the phone call and then or listen to their voicemail. And then when they're really old, like our mother, mm-hmm. she doesn't know how. And she's like, it doesn't even matter. It's like, this voicemail is not set up because it doesn't matter. She would never listen to it anyway. Or this voicemail is full because they don't know.
Oh, my God. I wish so bad my mom could text because it would just save me so much.
It would be so easy.
Wouldn't it?
But you would be very happy to know she just got a new phone.
Oh, good.
It's a new flip phone.
A new flip phone. Well, and it's not the new, like, Galaxy flip phone thing, right?
It's not that cool. We're talking
original old school flip phone.
And she's like, what? You can take a picture with that? Oh, and we've had this conversation, Mom. I'm just telling you. Yes. She got a brand new one.
Oh, good.
So now I have to set it up because she can't even do that part. She's like, well, I don't know what to do about that. I got to figure out myself how to set it
Mom
up.
Mom quit doing any advancement technologically in about 19, what do you think? 67, maybe?
I was going to go like to 1975 to 80. I think she probably can handle the era of voice messages. No.
Like recorders. Machines? Answering machines?
Answering machines. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, we don't even know the name of that
I can't even remember what you used to call them.
What the hell was that thing?
Yeah, I think she, I think that was the last thing that she did until, hats off to you, until you taught her how to use a smart TV and get to Amazon.
Pretty amazing,
Prime.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, I am really all about myself on that one.
Yeah. So yeah, she can now use Amazon Prime.
Well, and part of it's the teacher in me that, you know, I'm used to teaching things, but we will go, I would go over it and over it. So I'd sit there and go, okay, nope, no, now you do it. I've done it. No, I know how to do it. Now you do it. So she'd do it and she'd screw up and I'd go back out of it. How did I tell you to do that? Like we would just do this for like 2 days that we did nothing but go over how to do this.
And then as soon as you left, she's like, well, I don't know what's the matter with it. I can't get to my cable. I don't either, Mom. No idea. I'll have to drive across town and look. No worries.
Well, I think we've got her fixed up now.
She's doing pretty good. So the point is that you can use that phone number and actually use your phone and call and leave a message at 855-853-4802.
I had totally forgotten the point.
Okay. That was the point.
Okay. And I agree. I would love that. And it's just so fun to hear the stories told. You do a great job, Carol. I'm not complaining about the great job you do reading, but it's just fun to have them people tell their own story and hear their own voices.
See, actually, I think Tony is the great reader of stories.
Oh, Tony's so good.
Tony's really good at it. But Tony does all the true crime stuff these days, and there's only so much time in one day. So he's like, could you help me with these? I'm like, absolutely, no problem with that. But he is really good at reading.
Yeah.
Very, very, oh, he's very so good. So much better than I am. So anyways, let's talk about this great-grandmother story.
Yeah.
So it says, I love this show. I've been listening every day at work since I found you guys. I've always been interested in the paranormal, and you guys do a great job at feeding the need for weird and unexplainable. That kind of fits our lives.
I was going to say, yeah, that's probably about that sums it up.
It says, I'd like to share a few small stories about my daughter's great-grandmother, her father's grandmother. I was living with my daughter's grandparents during my pregnancy with her and shortly after she was born. I became really close with my daughter's father's mom. V is what she's referred to, just V. So it could be V or it could be in Roman numeral 5, but I'm going to assume it's V. So it's V during this time. V's mother had passed away several years before, and I'd heard stories about her and how close V was with her mom. One day, while trying to get my daughter to sleep, I was rocking her back and forth while V was doing some cleaning in the area. To help the baby fall asleep, I tried singing to her. I don't know why I sang the song I did, as I'd only heard it a couple of times and didn't know all of the words, but I sang it anyway. V stopped what she was doing and looked at me, had tears in her eyes, and she said that her mother used to sing that exact song to her when she was little and that she hadn't heard it in years. We both got the chills and were overcome with emotion. It may have been a coincidence, but I found it very strange. I'm going to add in, I think that's very strange myself, because if that was a song that her mother sang to her, that's not a current song. Like that's
right.
That's
right. You had to dig for that one.
Like, let's say V is 50 years old. So that song's from 50 years ago or 45 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. So, and she sang it not even knowing the words to it. But it could have maybe in the back of her mind been a song her own mother sang to her. And, you know, she'd kind of forgotten. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next experience didn't happen to me, but V shared it with me. She and her husband have a cabin a ways away from where they live and had some friends up for the weekend. Their friends had two kids around 4 and 2. V'd gotten up early one morning to make breakfast and she had smelled cigarette smoke in the house. She and her husband do not smoke, but didn't know about her friends, so she dismissed it. After her friends woke up, she asked them if either of them smoked, and they both replied no. Then their 4-year-old son said that a woman was throwing cigarettes into the fireplace that morning. His mom thought that was strange that he knew what cigarettes were since his parents didn't smoke, but she didn't think a whole lot more about it. Later that day, they were all hanging out in the cabin when the little boy pointed at a picture of V's mom and said, "Her, that's the lady who is throwing her cigarettes into the fire." V said it would be typical of her mother with all the activity of the kids that weekend. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Then it says, and my last story takes place at my most recent apartment after moving out of V's house and state. My little sister has a friend who can see spirits. She can't communicate with them, but she says she can learn small bits of information the more they hang around her. She was 13 or 14 at this time, so sometimes I question the validity of it. My sister, her friend, my daughter, and myself were all hanging out in my apartment. I was a little worried about my daughter seeing things in her room, so I asked the friend if she knew of any spirits in the apartment. She told me that there was a woman who lived in the closet.
Oh.
I hate that for her daughter.
Oh, my.
She said there was a woman who lived in the closet of my daughter's apartment. And then she says, in parentheses, why all the closet residents? I know. I'm with you. It just seems like there's so much shit going down in the closet.
I agree, right?
Enough already. She said, I asked her if she knew her name or what she looked like. The friend said she didn't know her name, but she described her looking like V's mother. I remembered that I had a picture of her from her memorial service and brought it to the friend and asked her if that was the same woman. She said it was. I then asked the friend what she was doing, but I sort of already knew. The friend said that she was smoking a cigarette, and that confirmed it for me. It's nice to know that my daughter's great-grandmother is watching over her. Thanks for reading my story. So, do you think it could be the great-grandmother? Like,
oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question. I'm totally all on board with the great-grandmother theory. I really do. And I think, you know, the friend who could see her, that's one thing. But that child just out of the blue said, there she is. That's the lady that was smoking, this, you know, and throwing the cigarettes in the fireplace or whatever. That is, to me, the real, you know, evidence in this case is anytime a child tells you something like that, because he didn't have to.
Oh, no.
He didn't have to look, you know, if it was, he only said that because that was the truth. And that was the woman he saw.
The closet story, to me, the part that makes it seem more real is that, oh, she was in the closet smoking. Because the other part of it, you know, I don't know what V's mother looked like, but let's say typical old lady, she has gray curly hair, kind of chubby. You know, there's a million ways you could describe it, and it could be any number of older women.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you bring the picture out, she's like, yeah, that's her. I mean, but there's only one picture. She didn't pick out the picture. But it's the smoking in the closet part.
Oh, I definitely think so.
That's the part that got me, was the smoking in the closet.
Well, the smoking always gets me because our dad was such a smoker. And I occasionally get that, come home and I can smell that cigarette smoke. And,
yeah,
you know, I don't smoke. Nobody smokes in my, I'm the only one in my house unless my dog is smoking. But other than that, you know, I'll just get a whiff of that. You know, the other thing I thought was kind of interesting in this story was the singing, the song. Because when your parents sing to you as a small child, it leaves such an impression. And still to this day, there are songs I can't hear. I just start crying, you know, because dad sang it to me, you know. And it's such a, and so that's why when the grandmother started crying, I'm like, yep, I get that. Cause I probably would have too, if all of a sudden, you know, one of my kids started singing to my grandkid a song that I knew from way back when, you know, that my parent had sung to me, I'd have probably been doing this, crying and doing the same thing.
I know.
It sounds like she's there. It sounds like great-grandmother's watching.
And here's the other thing, that even if we didn't agree, and we do, I just think it's beautiful thinking the great-grandmother's watching over her.
Oh,
I think that's such a beautiful thought. So I would never want to take that away from anybody.
I'm not sure I'm crazy about having them hang out in the closet.
Well, you know, maybe there's a conversation to be had. And it's like, you got a whole house.
Yeah.
Hang out in the kitchen.
Yeah, the closet thing's kind of creepy.
You probably sat around the kitchen table and smoked your whole life. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But now that you're in the afterlife, you might want to even consider not smoking anymore.
I mean, as a child, you know, opening up the closet and seeing somebody in the closet would be so horrifying. It would be if you saw them anywhere, but there's something about that being in the closet extra creepy.
I know it. Grandma needs
It could be the basement.
But Grandma needs to come out of the closet.
Yeah, come out of the closet, Grandma. That's the one.
Well, here we've got another story.
Good.
Hi, my name is Brian. I come from a small town by Dayton, Ohio. I've always been someone who, I guess the word is sensitive towards spirits or ghosts or whatever they are. I've always kind of always felt like I've either been watched, or I always feel when there's a different presence in the room that no one else can see. And, you know, this show has been awesome and makes me feel less weird about that stuff. But three stories, two of them super short and the one kind of more detailed. My first one I'd like to talk about is with my grandma. She was like my mom growing up, and she passed away a few years ago. And me and my mom were still living in her house that she lived in. And it was a couple nights after her funeral. It was just like any other night. You know, I don't really think a lot about ghosts unless, you know, I feel like there's a presence. And I was sitting there asleep, and then around, it was 3-something at night, I wake up, and my grandma is right next to my bed, just staring at me. You wake up and your dead grandma's right there. First thing I do, turn on my light, and she's not even there. And that was weird. And then the second story I have, I work at a small theater that at the time was going through changes. They just got bought out, and the whole process of the changeover wasn't happening yet. But it was in that beginning process. And me and my buddy who worked there at the time, we were just sitting there on one of the benches, and there's the ropes that, you know, kind of direct people where to go. And we were just sitting there, and all of a sudden, one of the ropes just suddenly fell to the ground out of nowhere. And these things have, like, the hooks where you would have to, like, physically go up and unhook it for it to drop. So first thing we did, we ran upstairs, got on the cameras, and rest assured, you can actually see it lift up a little bit and then just fall to the ground. And I have tons of those stories, but I could call in another day for that. Main story I want to tell, this one's a little bit longer. One day, I was at my friend's house, and it was in high school, and I always, like, stayed at his house, and, you know, we always stayed at his dad's house. His parents were separated, but his dad's house was kind of the more fun house. Nothing against his mom's, you know, she was very nice, but there was a little bit more freedom, and when you're a teenager, that's all you really care about. Anyway, we always, like, had weird feelings while we're there, especially his dog. There'd be times where his dog would just start looking into, like, the hallway of the house and just start growling, and we always got freaked out about that. And then one summer, his sister had moved out. She was going to college, so he was taking over a room in the basement. And to understand this part of the story, I got to get a little descriptive. Pretty much, there was the staircase, and underneath the staircase, there was pillows, blankets, stuff like that, just storage underneath the stairs. And right, the first thing after the stairs was a little workout area, but I mean, there was, like, a lot of stuff there. They had treadmills, a bike, free weights, bench press, just, you know, it was a home little workout center. And from there was the furnace and all, you know, the rest of the everything that goes to the furnace. And then there was the washer and dryer and, like, a toilet with a sink. And then on the all the way from there was Ethan's room that was also connected to a little computer room that had just been built and made, walled up. The two rooms were connected, but they were separated by one of those sliding plastic doors that kind of accordion when you have to open them. Well, one night, staying the night, just like I have tons of times, and we were in the basement, and like I said, right underneath the staircase was where all the storage was, and then his room was all the way on the other side, which if I had to put feet to it, it'd probably be like 40 feet from the staircase. I don't know. I'm not really good with measurements, but there's a good amount of distance, as you can tell from everything that was in between the bedroom and the stairs. Well, I was there grabbing stuff, you know, to get ready to go to bed, and I hear very distinctly, "Hey, Brian," just like that. It was kind of like it sounded distant enough to where it might have been my friend, and then, but it was still weird. So I, you know, I go, yeah. He said, "What?" And he's like kind of, you know, raising his voice, like, "What?" Because, you know, the amount of distance between his room and the stairs. I said, "Did you just say my name?" He says, "No." And we both get this shocked look on our face. I grab everything that I needed and just booked it to his room and shut the door. Then, you know, nighttime comes, and he was always the person that would have to sleep with the TV playing, and I was more of a, oh, I need silence when I sleep. So he was fast asleep, and I was sitting there, and where I was laying was right next to the TV, so after I could tell he was asleep because I could hear him snoring, I turn off the TV, and his dog, Drake, was sitting on my lap. And then he went and laid on my legs, and I fell asleep. In the middle of the night, I just randomly woke up because I had one of those feelings that I was being watched. And all of a sudden, I see Drake's head come up, and he's looking at the divider between Ethan's bedroom and the computer room. And I'm sitting there, you know, obviously I just woke up, so I'm like, trying to like focus, and I look towards the thing where he's looking and whimpering, and all of a sudden the divider is wide open, and I could see the it looked like maybe a man, a very tall man. He was, all I could see was like just the silhouette. It was black, and I was trying to like focus on it, and then this is the part that gets crazy. The door slams, and not even 1 second after that door slammed shut, I hear footsteps running up the stairs. As I described earlier, this was a pretty big basement, and there was a lot of stuff between his room and the stairs, and it would have been physically impossible for any human to be able to, oh God, sorry, getting goosebumps here. It would have been physically impossible for a human to slam that door and be able to run up that stairs right after, because it just, it doesn't add up. And, yeah, it was just like, after that, you know, I was pretty shook up. I stayed awake for a little bit, but then, you know, I turned on this little lamp and I went back to sleep. And then in the morning, you know, my buddy, he asked why the light was on and stuff, and then why his dog was kind of hiding. And I explained to him what I witnessed, and finally, you know, we were like, you know what, let's talk to your dad about it. We told his dad about everything we've witnessed. We found out that the person that owned the house before they bought it actually passed away in the house. And the more, when we heard that, it all just kind of clicked with us. Of course, you know, he was kind of skeptical and said, there's no ghost, there's no such thing as ghosts, but it was something that has always stuck in my head and has always stuck with me. And it's from that point on, you know, I started doing a little amateur investigating. I don't have nearly any good equipment, but I, you know, I go to places, and when I sense something, you know, I know that there's something around, and I've had plenty of other experiences, especially at my old job. But yeah, just again, thank you guys for having this podcast. It is kind of a reassuring thing to know that you're not the only one out there experiencing a lot of these situations, these abnormalities, if you will, or whatever it is. thank you. And hopefully this will make it on the air so someone else can know that, hey, you're not crazy. They're just other people out there. Thank you.
I like that. Hey, you're not crazy. There's just other people out there.
Like you.
Like us.
Like us. That's absolutely right.
That story was scary. That was scared the crap out of me.
And when he said, oh, I'm getting goosebumps, like he had to stop for a second and compose himself because he was getting the chills.
Going back to why we like to hear people's stories and their voices. Exactly. I think it's really interesting because you can feel it in his voice.
Well, okay, so starters, Grandma standing by the bed looking at him.
And Grandma, that one would have freaked me out too.
Right.
I love my grandma, but if I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw her standing by my bed, like, holy shit.
Staring at you. Like, that's weird.
Like, Grandma, you can't go doing this shit.
No. But, you know, he flips on the light and she's gone. She's not there. But that's, you know, and you want to say, well, she was just there to protect you or something. But there is something creepy about somebody just staring at you anyway. Right.
But
it just in regular life, if someone's staring at you, you know, it's like, it is not, you know, buy it, you know, take a picture, last longer. You know, I mean, we're always like, don't stare. And I'm thinking, there's just something creepy in the middle of the
and
night.
I was thinking that because she had recently passed. Mm-hmm. So it made me just think of the way a mother, a grandmother just watches you while you sleep. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, because it was probably like her last goodbye. And she was just like, you know, I'm just going to miss him. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminded me of that. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as he turned on the light, she's gone.
Yeah.
And then the theater one, I can't explain that either, because if you've got ropes that you're using in theater to pull a curtain up or drop something from, you know, because a lot of it sets, you know, the pieces might come from above. Excuse me, I've had allergies.
Oh, but I thought he was talking about the ropes like that separate, you know, when you go into
it could have been
and they
that.
Hook and then they hook. And then they would open the hook to let you in or close them.
Yeah, and those couldn't just...
And that's why, because he said that when they went up to look at the camera, it lifted up and then dropped down.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah.
And then that last story is just totally creepy.
Well, and when you're sitting there with somebody else and you both see it and you're both creeped out.
Yeah.
Like you both know something was wrong. You know, that's validation right there.
Absolutely.
And just, then the other house, the friend's house with the crazy basement.
Well, he's just had a lot of things happen to him.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think somebody like that, he will continue. I don't think that, I mean, maybe he doesn't want to hear this, but I don't think that'll stop for him.
No.
You know, I think that just... Some people are just open to it, and it happens when you least expect it or when you're sleeping, especially that feeling of being asleep and waking up thinking that someone's looking at you. That's mm-hmm. I don't like that feeling.
No. But no, I don't like that one
You
either.
Can't really stop that.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.